I tried to hide the quiver in my voice. "Listen, guys, about that root beer deal. Did I mention that sometimes you don't find it until you get down, 10 or 15 feet? It's true. See, root beer is heavier than water and it sinks, so drilling for root beer is always risky. That's why we call it wildcatting. Maybe you didn't know that." Snort curled his lip.
"Coyote eat wildcat in 2 bites. Ho, ho."
"Right, but eating cats has nothing to do with drilling a wildcat root beer well."
"Rip and Snort not want to hear Big Hooey about root beer. Brothers still not believe in root beer."
"Okay, let's talk about cats. You believe in cats, don't you?" No response. "Of course you do. As it happens, I've got one to sell, and I'll make you a very special deal." They gave me blank stares.
"What kind of very special deal?"
I rose to my feet, leaned towards them, and whispered, "Free. No sales tax, no commission. All you have to do is hike over to the ranch and pick up the cat. Range delivery." Snort shook his head.
"Brothers not give a hoot for hike around all night."
"Okay, tell you what. I'll fetch him myself. That'll sweeten the pot even more."
"Hunk fetch cat in pot?"
No. "I'll fetch him from the iris patch. That's where he stays."
"Hunk catch cat in Irish pot?"
"Not Irish pot. Iris patch. I'll fetch the cat who stays in the iris patch." The brothers went into a whispering session. Then Snort turned his scowling eyes back on me.
"Brothers not understand about Irish fat cat."
"Okay, listen carefully. He's fat, but he's not Irish. He stays in the iris patch, and I can fetch him."
"What about Irish pot?"
"There never was an Irish pot. But if you want a cat in an Irish pot, we'll throw that into the deal. But you have to let me, go back to the ranch to fetch him. What do you say?" They stared at me for a whole minute without speaking or showing any expression. Then Snort raised his paw and clubbed me over the head.
"Hunk not go nowhere, and brothers not give a hoot for potted Irish cat. So Hunk shut trap."
"Fine, I was just trying to help." Well, that idea had flopped. I cut my eyes from side to side. "Okay, let's try a different approach. Bones. How do you feel about bones?" Their tongues shot out of their mouths, and their eyes lit up.
"Ha! Brothers got big yum-yum for bones."
"Just what I figured. See, I noticed that you were looking at my bone in the trench."
"Trenchant bones smell very yum-yum."
"Right, and do you know why?" "It's ancient." Snort shook his head.
"Uh-uh. Bone trenchant, not ancient."
I took a moment to collect my thoughts.